You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day and the week, and so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. How was the day, Greg?
Yeah, sort of disappointing, really. We kind of felt a bit optimistic yesterday afternoon. Looks like things were going to start. You know, we'd been speaking earlier in the week about, you know, buy the dip and all of that, you know, the bounce was coming and it looked like we were correct. And then more trade tensions between the US and China. China making a noise this time, stepping back from the negotiating table somewhat. And that had the Dow futures down a little bit most of the day. It's quite interesting that the Dow's actually up 56 now, yeah. points. Yeah, so probably too late to save us, really, because we ended up 355 points down. One or two patches of green, but a kind of a rotation into sort of non-resource rand hedges, really. The rand pushing back 14.42 on some Moody's news.
Did you see at 5:10 on the Stock Exchange News Service via sharenet.co.za something from Eskom Holdings Limited, Eskom Liquidity and Funding Update? It says here, Eskom plans to borrow $46 billion during the 2019-20 financial year from various sources. To date, 52% of the borrowing plan has been secured. Eskom has been able to raise $5.2 billion through drawdowns against a portfolio of committed loans, of which $4 billion was received from the China Development Bank and the issuance of domestic bonds. Government also announced $17.6 billion support for Eskom in April 2019. Scratching the surface, but nonetheless, good news.
I don't know. I'm not seeing it like that. I mean, just getting ourselves deeper and deeper into a debt hole, you know. Okay, it's great. People want to lend us money, but they want us to pay back. And, I mean, that's been a remarkable
that's
thing.
The way the world works, apparently.
Yes, but, you make a good point because there's a search for yield. Where can you get bonds that pay you 9 or 8.5%? Yeah. Oh, in South Africa. Is the South African government guaranteeing those bonds? Yes, they are. Right. Let's take someone else's money and buy those bonds and get them 8% return, charge them 1%. They take in the risk. And, for the time being, you know, we're all heroes.
When I first came to South Africa in February 1988, I used to sit on a trading desk, and the bond desk consisted of one person. His name was Paul Isink, and all he did was trade the Eskom E168, which was the bond that everybody used as a proxy for South Africa and the bond market in general.
Yeah, yes. I think what we've got now is the R208. Which all I've got on my Bloomberg, it's at 6.6%. But yeah, they're all different lists, but that was the original government bond. And at that point, I mean, Eskom had just about no debt. Up until 2007, I think it had no debt. And obviously, we had to build more power stations and so on. But some poor planning, but
it's sort of planning.
It's got a little Venezuela feel about this thing's announcement.
Yeah. Lewis Group Limited, trading statement for the financial year ended 31st of March. The sales performance has been supported by growth in other revenue in the second half of the year. Shareholders are advised that the group's financial results for the year ended March have benefited from the continued turnaround in the performance of the traditional retail brands, i.e. Lewis, Best Home and Electric, and Bears. And if people are buying big ticket items like, you know, chairs and sofas and lazy boys and that sort of thing, Greg, then maybe there's hope here.
Yes, I mean, this is a stock that at its peak was north of 100 rand, and we sort of watched it fall back over the last probably two and a half years, really. And a lot of us have tried, it was 100 rand, let me buy it at 60, and it's fallen back a long way.
It
looks like
it now?
The beginning of, it's a 32.90 rand. Up 3.4%.
Sokosan Holdings Limited trading statement and changes in directorate. The trading statement, well, the share price down very slightly, so nothing really dramatic there.
Yes, nothing really dramatic. But, you know, I suppose that is where the discretionary spend really is at the moment. The share price down 0.25%, 21.34 rand. That news breaking mid-morning. Initially, the share spiked down on the news, but then Rick.
Give us the indexes, if you would, Greg, on this final day of a long trading week.
I'm just putting my glasses on, yeah. The banks down 2.5%, financials down 1.92%, industrials down 2.45%, The retail is down 1.43. Gold index down 0.62. Platts down 0.39. Resources, that was interesting, up 0.46. And then the all share down 0.63. That's 355 points lower, just hanging on to that 56 handle. 56,183, turnover of 19.47 billion rand.
And on that note, I have just completed an interview with Nicky Newton-King, who happens to be the CEO of the JSE Limited, the company that administers the JSE Securities Exchange. I've had an in-depth chat with her. I call it Nicky Newton-King Unplugged on the JSE. Now, you have a listen to that. It's just gone up on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and also sharenet.co.za. It's under the banner, the asset class. And I must say,
I'll tweet it out for the listeners.
She sounds upbeat. She sounds a little bit cautious occasionally, but I think the JSE is in good hands with her as the steward.
Yes, I mean, certainly from software and that type of thing, we've had none of the glitches of the past where, you know, occasionally you have those glitches with the market open late. They really seem to have got on top of that. We're noticing the compliance is a lot tighter. We're getting more visits from them, and they're running a very, very tight ship. I think they're feeling maybe a little bit of pressure from there's one or two competitors that are propping up. And there's a lot of always old school stockbrokers that feel that the JSE fees are too high. And we're hoping, and it's almost a situation that if, imagine there was only one bank in South Africa, what the fees would be. You need two or three exchanges really. You know, once the market starts to mature, but I mean, obviously you need volume. These other markets have got stocks listed on them, but they don't really do enough turnover.
I mentioned it off air to her, actually, just after the interview, that you were the person that was saying that the JSE hadn't done its job last week by closing at 3 o'clock and that the fees were too high. And she asked after you, and I said, well, this is detail. So if you get a call, I don't know. Was I out of line by revealing my source?
I'll watch my rearview mirror on the way home.
Greg, on the top five major movers to the upside on the JSE, Richemont, numbers came out this morning. Market opened relatively ambivalent to them, but nearly 5% higher for Richemont. Great performance.
Yes, it was. We were chatting this morning, and I was the kind of feeling was a bit lukewarm on all of it, but I think it also helped that you had the rand weakening and people took a look at it. Nice solid dividends, big numbers, and it grinded higher, you know, into the close really, up 4.6%, 104 rand 40. Also, it does feel like, and I suppose you can say this about a lot of JSE stocks, that it's kind of straddled 100 rand for, you know, it's not gone much below 95, not much past 110. It feels like for months.
Both the Mondi's up over 2%, 2.25% for Mondi Limited and Mondi PLC up 2.4%, BATS up 2.1%. So some big stocks going up today on the JSE.
Yes, I think that was my theme. I was saying sort of non-resource rand hedges, British American Tobacco. It's a tough one. It's a tough ride for anyone riding it. It did have a recent peak this year over 600, pulled back to about the 530 area, closed today at 542 rand, up 2%. But I think people perhaps take in the view, you know, there's some noises coming out of Moody's late yesterday afternoon, sort of and making people just have a closer look at the outlook for the rand.
Bidvest down 4.33%. That's quite a big move for quite a big stock, and it's a defensive stock, so I just wonder why that is. Motors down nearly 4%, Distell 3.75% weaker, RCL down 3.75%, and Pioneer Foods down 3.4%. Any story with Bidvest, Greg? We haven't spoken about Bidvest for ages.
Yeah, I suppose people would say, you know, money's rotating away from sort of the SA Inc. stocks, and you know, if a Moody's problem does come along, stocks like Bidvest. And we did mention the banking index was down 2.5%. We'd probably come under pressure. But it is a stock that sort of confounded everybody. A lot of our traders were picking it up about 205 rand early in the week. This pullback to 199, it's a bit of a head scratcher.
Rand is under pressure, nearly 1% weaker against the US dollar. Dollar rand 14.42, British pound against the rand 18.36, and the euro rand 16.09, with the euro dollar 111.60. So the euro weakening again, albeit slightly, but chipping away at the strength in that particular currency. The gold price, horrible, down $10.50 to $12.76 with that stronger dollar. The Brent crude oil price 72.89, down 15. The platinum price down 16 to 8.19, and the palladium price 13.08, down $16.50. Dow Jones, Greg, was looking fairly dodgy. It looked as though it was about to tip over earlier on, and suddenly up we go again.
Yeah, I was just hearing some of the traders say when we sort of opened sharply down, and then we slowly saw towards our close it started, and we said, "Oh, imagine that the Dow goes green tonight." Now it's fairly solidly green, up 59 points. So quite a swing around from those lows. Maybe it's, as what we're saying, a buy the dip situation. Maybe the market's over-exaggerated the news out of China. Well, you know, only time will tell.
Greg, the final thing is that there's another podcast I want you to listen to with Philip Saunders, who's the head of multi-asset income at Investec Asset Management in London. We're talking about sell in May and go away. And he gives a beautiful description of what's happening on the international market. So again, go to strictlybusinesspodcast.com or sharenet.co.za and go to the Asset Class channel and listen to both Nicky Newton-King from the JSE and Philip Saunders from Investec Asset Management. Greg, thanks for your contribution this evening and all week. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.